What's in the news?
We're thankful that Sherry has been reunited with her family.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. 34-year-old Sherry Papini's life took a brutal turn a month ago. Out jogging near her home in Northern California, she was abducted by two women who she says spoke Spanish and hid their faces. On Thanksgiving, she was found alive along an interstate. Husband Keith told ABC News.
Chain around her waist. That is correct. She had a bag over her head. They opened the door. She doesn't know because she had a bag over her head. They cut something to free her restraint that was holding her into the vehicle and then pushed her out.
Police are trying to piece together what happened before that. There are clear signs of torture.
The suspects did brand her. I will not get into the details of where the brand is located on her body, nor what was branded on her.
Sheriff Tom Bosenko.
Sherry did her best that she could in providing the descriptions, but was not able to provide a detailed description due to the suspects covering their faces, and at times, Sherry's head was covered.
The sheriff says her memories are crucial to this investigation, but may be difficult to unlock.
Sometimes people that undergo extreme instances or trauma, the mind can end up blocking out information and recollection.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kaithen, CBS News.